When and where were you born?
I am Lucille Wellington, and I was born in Stevenson, Alabama. My parents were Mose and Fanny Martin. I was born January 12, 1919. I have three sisters and three brothers.
What did your parents do?
My father was a soldier. He worked at mills, and he could cut any kind of frame you need for a house, or even he could cut cross ties. He could cut stays. He could cut flooring. He could cut any name, any size number you wanted from a log. And my mother, she was a housekeeper, and had raised all those children. Six of us. And my daddy had a grist mill that he worked on Saturday. People would bring corn in from different areas, and he would grind it into cornmeal. And then he would make cow feed. He had a little hopper where he put an ear of corn down in it, and he would grind it all up and make cow feed and chicken.
On my paper here, I have that you, did you stop school in the sixth grade, or you just went up to?
Yeah, I went to the sixth grade.
And why?
Well, the reason why that I went, we had 3 months, 3 and 4 months out of a year for schooling. And when we got to the sixth grade, the seventh grade was considered as high school, and we did not have a high school.
Everybody had to stop going to school then?
And when they got in the sixth grade, unless they went out of town.
White and black?
No, white had a high school. They had the high school over here, but the black didn't have it. You see, the white rode the bus, and we walked. We walked from it's about 6 or 7 miles to Newtown. From here to Newtown, and then they wouldn't give us but 3 or 4 months out of a year. Then they raised it up to 6, but we did not have a high school. And as far as you could go, unless you left town.
What did you do as a child for like a job or anything? Did you work when you were a kid?
Yeah, I picked cotton. I hoed cotton. And I took in washings and ironing. And I would go help people clean the house. I worked all the time. Like I told the girl come to see me I used to work for, and she said, you know, when we went to school, they wouldn't let us go to school together. I said, no. I said, y'all had a bus to ride, and we had to walk. I said, they tried to stop us from getting any education. I said, but I can read and write. I said, they didn't put that over on me.
Well, what age was that when you start? What age did you start working?
Well, I worked all my life because my daddy, he didn't live on no farm, you know, sharecropper's farm. He lived in his own house, but he rented land on the third. He'd take two, and you take one, and I always helped in the field.
There since you were a kid, you were just
I used to go when I was real little. We had two big mules and two little mules, and we had a big wagon and a little wagon, and Mama had a buggy, and Mama and I would stay at home and fix dinner for the group that went ahead, Mother, Sister, and Brother, and then we put the food in the buggy and carry the dinner to them.
All right. I guess my next question would be, when did you meet your husband? Because we did your child.
Well, I met him when I first started going to school. We went to school together. That's where we met. But we didn't, we were friends, but we didn't start courting until in the later years. And we courted about 3 months and married on June 12, 1938.
How old were
you? I was 19 and he was 23.
And we're still together.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you know that he was, how'd you know he was the one? He was the one, he was the one you're going to marry.
I didn't know him. I didn't know until I married him. I didn't know him. Yeah,
well, man, those two. Why were you, used to be scared of him? Why was that?
He liked to fight all the whole time.
Oh.
He's a fighter. And I guess I couldn't stand no fight because my brothers knew they'd fight. You know, some brothers and sisters fight all the time, but we was a loving family. We didn't fight, but one had, the other had. If one needed something, the other would help him out, you know.
Did your parents like him?
No, mom just let that or that one out there.
Of course.
No, mama didn't like it at all.
Married in Stevenson?
Yeah, I was married in Stevenson. And married on Sunday. And I went back home, he went back home, and on Tuesday, we went to Chattanooga and bought some house furniture. We bought a bedroom set, and I had a living room set, and we bought kitchen furniture, stove and cabinet and table. I still got the legs out here and that, the paper we bought. And so we bought it at Clark Brothers, and they brought it down on Thursday, and then we started housing. Right up here, the house on Hill Boulevard.
Now, you were a housekeeper. What did he do?
He worked for PBA.
Uh-huh.
They had started, you know, cleaning up the area, you know, where the trees had grown. And you see the TVA was going to open up the gates and let the water come through. And they had to clean up the area so the water could get out and wouldn't be in all the bushes. And that's what they were doing. They was cleaning up.
Well, how come you only had one child? That's what I was wondering.
A lot of people don't have one. It's all for you, I guess.
Well,
I took shots, and we took different kind of medicine, and we were married about 10 years and a half before she was born. And all the stuff that we took, and then we conceived her, and that was all.
You didn't want any more, or you just...
Yeah, we wanted some more. I just couldn't get rid of it. It wasn't for us, I guess.
And you weren't fertility drugs?
No, they wasn't that thing. I guess I would have been. They'd been out. Dr. Bradder, you know, live out there in Peru. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife had taken a shot, and he told me, if I'd take a shot, take 3 shots, that I would, and I didn't. And I went to Dr. Billy, and I went to Dr. Moore in South Pittsburgh. I went to a woman doctor in Chattanooga, a long ago, all of them.
Well, what kind of shot was it? If it wasn't anything like a fertility drug.
Well, it may have been.
No.
I don't know what it was. He just told us that if I would take 3 of those shots, they believe it would, you know, help us. And so I took them. Bill, I took the shots and didn't help. And Jordan had arthritis, and he was taking a medicine called Allifer. And he said, why don't you take something? So she'll make you feel bad. I said, I don't want any of them because I don't feel bad. So he taking it, and that's when Andy Root popped up.
But you were happy.
Yeah, I was. It wasn't, there was 4 old women. There were 2 white and 2 black. Took that stuff and they got babies. One woman got twins. A scent tail, you know, your Ennis. Let's see. Annie Ruth's teacher. She had a son about Annie Ruth's age. And another tally woman up here. She had a girl about Andrew's age. And Dee Ader, she had twins.
Often taking the same medicine?
Yeah. And I see, I just had one. They just had one. But we're all the old women. I was 30.
When you had
I just, still, I was the youngest one of them. They were rest of them in their 40s. And we used to meet up life better.
How long did your husband work for TVA before he went off to something else?
Well, he's worked for TVA off and on ever since we was married. He worked on the railroad, and then he went in service and come back, went back to TVA, and that's when he got his, had his accident when his legs broke. Why, then he retired.
From
after,
TVA?
Yeah, after he got his, he got this thigh in here, I think it was broke about. I think it broke 3 times. And this, and he's old. And he retired from that.
How did it happen? Just accident?
A man ran over him, crossing the road on him. And then he did have another accident about 2 or 3 years. And it broke that same leg and shook that pin a loose. They had Doc told me broken there 6 times. But he'd already retired from the TPA. He worked a lot of places, worked for meetings.
Well, when he went away off into off in World War II, you went back home. Why'd you go back home? Why couldn't you just stay here? Stay at the house where you guys were living.
Well, I didn't want to stay by myself, and I had a mother, a loving mother, and she wanted me to come back home. So I went back home, and she told me when I went in, she said, "Now, you're going to have to abide by my rules, so you may be grown, but I'm your mother."
How old were you?
I was about 25, so that's when she died, well, I wasn't concerned. She said, "You don't have to abide by my rules, so you know what you want after when you come back and do the same thing." So we got along.
And how long were you there? How long did you stay home?
I stayed till Jordan came back. But Mama died before Jordan came back. I stayed after with Papa Bruce.
No,
he that was in 1944. And she had cancer and she died.
No,
I didn't want to stay by myself.
When he came back, did you guys move right back to the house? Or did
we built a house. We built this house. Fixed that other one up. It's lumber and stuff. Fixed it up and decided that we'd bring it down. So you know, a little block house up there. That's where it sit. It was kind of an old, long house like problem. And we built, moved down, which was a very bad mistake.
Why was that?
Oh, this was a good garden spot. And you see that back on the hill is rocky. That's no tenure ground. But if you left this out here, it'd been a lot better. That's what Mama told me. She said, "When y'all build a house, you make the biggest mistake you ever made in your life by covering up that garden." And they were right, too.
How long did it take you guys to build this house?
Well, it didn't take, I don't know how long it took us to build it. But what we did, we got a man to frame it. He came in and framed up everything and put the doors and the windows up. And we put the floors and sanded them and sealed it and papered. Later on, we had it painted. But we did all this inside work.
No other? Just you and him, your brother and sister didn't help?
No, there was a man lived down the street here named Son Jones. He come up here and helped us more than anybody.
Really?
Yeah. I begged him one day. He was up in his ceiling one night and he came in and helped us. Jordan and I did it all. We know how we got this house.